I wrote some haikus for you, Ida, to take you to your nirvana and beyond. But in your way, I subverted the haikus. So here are some haikus subverted. Ida's idea that all can write poetry made us SF Day. Rewriting myself in Wien was one consequence of Ide's and Ida's esprit. This ideade manifests Ida's vision to move poetics beyond the beat sounds, beyond elitist stands, beyond virtual rules. Breaking through borders, opening closed doors, Ida stomped to unchain songs. For he has known how to move with the whirl of seasons. Ida has shown us how to savor the expansive rhythms of earth. With his ears on the ground, he has listened to the varied noise, the myriad mix of hope in madness and despair, to which he gave us a stage, a spotlight, an amplifier that he shared with many voices needing to be heard. Ida shared Falco's Colin, Anne Waldman's Fast Talking, Yandel's Fila Yandel's. He set us up as a creative hub of wordsmiths seeking worlds within words, an academy of imaged impulses from which there was always something else you had to go and catch, just around the bend, within an arm's short length, or just one more step to go. Ida freed movements like those who've come to esprit this ideade. Adieu, Ida. Go where you've transacted a place in eternal flow. Go to where those blessed forever have been conspiring to lead you into that sanctuary of peaceful rest from your great poetic time. And thank you.